set against a black background, spins towards the centre of the screen. Photographs of a young loving couple cover a notice board, with a newspaper clipping of their wedding announcement, an invitation to a bridal shower, and their wedding invitation, which reads, Catherine Ann Spencer and Henry Cooper Mills request the honour of your presence at their marriage on Saturday the 4th of August 2007, 4 o'clock at Cliffside Gardens. New Line Cinema and Gold Circle Films present a Safran Company production, starring Eva Longoria Parker as Kate and Paul Rudd as Henry, over her dead body. At Cliffside Gardens, set overlooking the Pacific Ocean, catering staff are busily preparing for the wedding and the reception. Place cards are arranged, round tables are dressed with white tablecloths and swan-shaped serviettes. A man unwraps a lady sculptured in ice on the back of his blue truck. The bride and groom-to-be look on. Also starring Lake Bell, Lindsay Sloan, Stephen Root, Callie Rocher, W. Morgan Shepherd, Sam Pancake and Jason Biggs. Casting by Edie Belasco, CSA. Music by David Kitte. Costume designer Tracy Tynan. Edited by Matthew Friedman. Produced by Paul Brooks and Peter Safran. Written and directed by Jeff Lowell.
We have a lot of vegetarians, so I want to make sure every tray has a vegetarian item and a non-vegetarian item. Got it? And they can't touch, okay? And if you run out of either, go back and refill. Don't just circulate with one. Got it? And if you get the feeling one is running out faster than the other, then just load the trays according to that ratio. You got it? Okay, what else?
It's your wedding day. Relax.
Hey, I find a little stress goes a long way. If I worry now, then I can relax during the ceremony.
You're not going to relax during the ceremony.
You're right.
You should, though. It's going to be perfect.
It's really coming together, isn't it? You know, I think we should probably... What in the heck?
Well, hello, little lady. What can I do for you?
What the hell is this?
Why, it's Angel. Just like you ordered.
No, but she doesn't have wings.
Yeah, so?
So... Angels have wings. This is just a lady.
No. It's an angel. See? Beautiful, all-knowing smile, eyes that have seen a thousand eternities. Angel.
Chloe, do angels have wings?
Sometimes.
Always. That's the difference between a person and an angel. Wings!
And angels have to have wings.
So they can fly.
No, but angels are magical. They don't need wings to fly. What, does God have wings?
Okay, I'm not going to stand here and debate theology with you. So just take it back and bring me one with wings.
All right, now wait, whoa, little miss. This is an ice sculpture. I sculpted it out of ice, and it melts, and I don't have a lot of them just lying around.
So sculpt some wings and stick them on. I don't care. This isn't what I ordered, and I'm not accepting it.
Yeah, but I don't
know. Take it back.
I made an angel.
Yahoo! Oh, not done with you. Not so fast. Did you get the appetizers down? Do I need to go through it again? No. Are you nodding to signal yes, or is your neck broken?
Oh, yes, appetizers.
Yes, dinner. I want this on a schedule, so I want you to get the salads down, even if the people aren't my gardenias!
Wait, you're what?
You need to be in the right reason to do that.
You idiot! Stop your truck!
I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Stop the truck!
Huh?
Yeah!
What are you talking about?
Kate runs behind the truck, forcing the driver to brake. The ice sculpture crashes down on top of her. In a room where everything is a brilliant white, Kate lays motionless on a hospital trolley, arms crossed over her waist. She is being watched by a lady dressed in a long white dress.
Who the hell are you?
Kate, I know this Mustang.
That idiot with the truck! I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna sue him and then I'm gonna kill him. What time is it?
That's not really important right now.
Don't tell me what's important. I'm getting married today.
No, you're not.
How long have I been unconscious? What kind of hospital is this?
Will you please stop interrupting and just listen?
Look, my insurance pays your salary, so if I want some information, just do me the courtesy.
Will you shut up? You're dead.
Is that some kind of sick joke?
Look around you. There are no walls. Hello, where do you think you are? Okay, you were crushed to death. I'm sorry. I lost my cool. I don't usually do that.
I'm dead?
I'm sorry. Now, we don't have much time.
Is this heaven?
Not exactly.
Hell?
No, just listen, please. There are some important things for you to know.
Who are you?
I'm an angel.
Kate checks for her wings.
Who put you up to this?
Put me up to what?
For the last damn time, angels have wings. Wings!
Oh my God, you're disappearing.
That's not good, I'm sorry. You were saying something about important information.
Wait! Don't go! Hello? Hello?
Kate disappears.
Crap!
A psychic reading.
It's coming in clear now. Definitely coming in clear. A boat. He left the money on your boat.
We didn't have a boat.
No boat. Hold on. I'm getting something. Are you sure you didn't have a boat?
No boat.
Maybe you had a boat that you didn't know about.
He was afraid of the water.
A boot? Probably not. Let me see if something else comes in.
Do you hear that too?
Yeah,
I do.
Is it from beyond? Is that a message?
No, I think it's my smoke alarm. Can you excuse me a second, Mary?
She goes to her kitchen.
Oh, no.
What is it?
No, everything's fine. No, it's under control. It's just a little smoky. That's all. It's the thing in the silver pan.
The Paso Buco.
I don't know. Does the name matter? It's on fire.
God damn, you're the worst cook ever.
Sorry. It's smoking.
How's the crab dip going?
Crab dip is going great. Oh, no. The crab dip is going spectacularly well. That's the thing in the little red bowl, right?
Can you just chop something, please?
Chopping.
God damn.
You know, as much as I love you hovering around and watching me while I work, how's the reading going?
Oh, the reading. Yeah. I'm back.
Listen, I gotta run. Oh, really? Sorry about that, Mary.
No, you did good.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. Maybe we have a boat I forgot about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know. Yeah.
And remember, no driving on Mondays, right? Be careful. Okay. Bye. Okay, Dan.
Why are you jumping?
Small cut.
What?
It's fine. It's tiny. It's all good.
Really?
Yeah, and most of the blood went into the tomato sauce, so who's going to know?
Yep. Look, I'm sorry for leaving you alone. That's so unfair. You have my complete undivided attention now, okay? Stir the béarnaise sauce before it separates, all right?
You got it. Oh, béarnaise? No, I actually know what that one is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Damn it. Hi. I'm Chloe. I'm a friend of Beth. She gave me your address and told me to stop by.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Bad. How is she?
Still with the drummer.
You are kidding me. That guy is a mess. I thought they totally broke up.
Which time? I think it's been like 5 times already.
Do you know the girl Colleen who we used today?
Do you know Colleen?
Yeah.
Have we met before?
You looked really familiar.
That's so weird, because then you opened the door. I was like, I think I know that girl. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Sorry. This is my brother, Henry.
Hi.
He needs your help.
I don't know about that.
You promised.
Well, come on in.
Henry reluctantly enters the apartment.
Good day. I haven't heard her name. Long time. How can I help you?
I don't know if you can.
Henry's fiance passed away about a year ago on their wedding day.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but how did it happen?
She was crushed by an angel. And as sad as I am, I do appreciate the irony.
And, he's not moving on.
I don't think that's so unusual.
You've changed. You don't smile, you don't leave your apartment.
I like my apartment. Nobody hassles me if I don't smile there.
He's not letting go, and I was just thinking that maybe if he communicated with his fiancée, Kate, that maybe she would, you know, convince him that it's okay for him to move on in his life.
Is that what you want?
That's what she wants. And once she gets an idea in her head, it's best to just... I'm here, so...
Okay. All right. Well,
Let's give it a shot.
How do you get into all of this?
Oh, what, you mean like being a psychic?
Yeah.
Why, you think it's crap?
No, I keep an open mind. I mean, there are plenty of things people can't explain.
You can be honest.
Not crap, just unproven. After hundreds of years and thousands of studies.
But you're keeping an open mind.
Isn't it obvious?
Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm a vet.
So, man of science?
I suppose I am.
Do you believe in heaven?
Jury's out.
Wow. See, that's depressing to me. I mean, what a sad and hopeless world it would be if that was the case. I really believe that the people we love never really leave us. You know, they're always watching over us. And then sometimes, if we're lucky, we get to talk to them.
So have you had a lot of luck with this?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I know, that's not very scientific. But when it works, it really does make people happy. You want to give it a go? Okay, give me your hand.
Does this cost extra?
Do you always use humor to cope with uncomfortable situations?
That reminds me of this time two rabbis walked into a bar.
All right, come on. Give me your hands. Now just think about the person you're trying to contact. I am getting something, but it's a man. He's in a blue suit, or like a uniform.
My father wore blue suits. He was a lawyer.
Are you trying to contact him?
No, he's still alive. Retired.
Oh.
At least I think he's still alive. I haven't spoken with him since last night. Maybe something happened this morning.
All right, look, I get it. You don't believe in this stuff, and you probably think I'm some loon who's just wasting your time. But you know what? You're here, so why not? All I'm asking for is 5 minutes for you to humor me.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just relax. Give it a go. Okay. Just think about Kate. Picture her in your mind. The way she made you feel. The way she looked. Think about Kate.
The flame of a candle on the psychic's table grows tall and then burns out. The kitchen light flickers and dies.
That didn't sound good.
My assistant. Probably just shish kebabbed his tongue.
Lighting a gas hob with a match, the kitchen assistant catches his arm on fire.
I should get going.
Really?
Yeah, I want to check on my dad.
Oh.
Oh. What do I owe you?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, no, but I mean...
No. I didn't get anything, so...
Yeah, but you tried.
If someone's pet dies on the operating table, you don't charge them, right? I mean...
No. No, that would make me a dick.
Right. It's a good thing you don't.
Right. Yes. Okay. If I ever need any catering, I'll know where to come.
I work cheap, so...
Ah, I see why you have two jobs.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Ashley.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
Henry's apartment.
Say pretty. Pretty bird. Come on, say it.
You know, I gave you a key in case of emergencies.
I think you and I just have a different definition of emergency. So, how'd it go with Ashley?
Oh, that. Much to my surprise, it was futile.
You didn't try.
I totally tried. I chanted. You know, I played with an eagle feather, listened to some Tori Amos.
Nothing?
I mean, she's really nice, but, you know, I mean, the whole thing was kind of a joke.
Well, does she want you to come back?
Chloe, enough, all right?
Fine. You know what? Never gonna help you again.
Is that a promise?
Well, unless it's an emergency.
Hey, you never told me how it went on Friday.
Oh, what, with the stockbroker? What is it about telling a guy that you're a psychic that makes him think that you'll sleep with him on the first date?
Well, maybe they think that because you're a psychic, you already know that's all they're after, so they might as well just go for it.
That is so your gay prejudice towards straight men talking?
No, it's all men. Gay, straight. We're a real goal-oriented gender when it comes to sex.
Damn, I think they're a little more complicated than that.
No, we're not.
How's my ass looking this?
I don't know. Can you get a little closer? I still have some peripheral vision left.
At the Mills Animal Clinic, a blonde-haired lady arrives with an overweight, sandy-colored Labrador.
Good
God, what the hell is that?
Oh, Dr. Mills, you know this is Beatrice.
Lona, there are other ways you can show your love for Beatrice besides giving her food. Take her for a walk. Throw her a frisbee.
She's gained a little weight. I know.
I've driven cars smaller than her. She looks like a tick.
The prettiest tick you've ever seen.
Let me grab a couple of Sherpas. They can help me hoist her on the table.
Hey, guys.
Beatrice is here.
Michael, go ahead.
No, I'm not taking the ass 2 times in a row.
Shoot you for it.
And you. Quit messing with whatever you're messing with.
I'm not messing with anything. I make such a cute doctor. You should have stayed in college.
These aren't toys.
Oh, hey, just curious. Do animal tranquilizers work on people?
How'd you get those out of my cabinet?
There we go.
Is that it, or can I go back to,
Go ahead. Oh, hello. The reason why I came here, I've got somebody I want you to meet.
Oh, God.
Her name is Janet.
Okay.
Janet. I can already tell I won't like her. She sounds like somebody with a dream catcher.
Oh, so what, are you never gonna date again?
I'll date when the right person comes along.
Okay, well, what if I told you she's an 18-year-old hot masseuse with huge natural breasts who loves to gourmet cook, watch sports, perform oral sex, and when she's not doing any of that, she saves whales.
I guess we could have lunch.
Okay. What if she doesn't do any of those things?
Goodbye, Chloe.
Tell me when you want to start dating again. Okay, 2 years, 5 years, what?
I had the person I was going to spend my life with, and I lost her.
So you're just going to spend the rest of your life alone?
No, I've got you. I've got my work. I'm sure you're going to get married and have kids, or adopt a slew of Nigerian children, and I'm going to get to be Uncle Henry.
Man down.
All right, I've got to...
Wooden spatulas.
Why would you even want these?
They're just cool. They're so big.
I can't move my legs.
Oh.
Chloe at Ashley's apartment.
I'm so sorry to bother you. I was wondering if you would maybe try again with Henry. I mean, he really liked you, and if he's ever gonna believe that anyone is talking to Kate, then I think it's gonna be you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great idea. I don't know if he'll go for it.
Well, I don't think he would come to you, but if you would go to him and you could prove that you heard from Kate.
But I didn't.
You could fake it.
Oh, no. I can't do that, because I'm not like a, scam artist.
This is Kate's diary. I went into Henry's apartment when he wasn't there, looking for letters or anything that would have information that only the two of them would know. And, I mean, Henry doesn't even know this exists.
Right, I really...
Look, I know that you heard the story before, but do you really think about it? Do you really think that Henry's better off sitting alone in his apartment for the rest of his life? Do you really think that Kate's ghost doesn't want him to date again? I'm just asking you to tell one little lie to salvage someone's life. Is that so impossible?
Ashley considers the request. In a supermarket.
Hey, Ashley, right?
Yeah.
Henry!
Hi!
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Your chef here.
Yeah, they have really great tomatoes here, so I just... Oh, I see. Okay. Tomatoes are vegetables that you buy fresh and then you cook them in food.
I've heard about these. Yeah, I was wondering what was on this side of the store. So colorful.
Yeah.
How's business?
Oh, sucks.
So it's looking up.
Look up, right. Well, I'll let you go. But if you're ever in the area, you should stop by and I'll cook you a real meal.
All right, well, maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Nice seeing you.
Ashley drops her basket.
It was raining when you met her, the woman you were trying to contact. It was nighttime and it was raining. You tried to steal her cab?
Yeah.
And you two got into a fight. But you rode with her all the way home, even though you lived in totally opposite directions.
That's exactly what happened. And she stiffed me. I wound up paying $80 for that cab ride.
Do you want to go somewhere else so we can talk?
Yeah.
At a restaurant.
So I noticed you didn't have any animals in your apartment.
Oh, well, my building doesn't allow pets. But I always grew up with cats.
No.
When I get a new place, I think I might. Wait, why'd you go?
You had cats. That's nice.
No, that was more like you had cats. Figures.
I'm a vet. I love cats.
Right. And the women who have them?
They're insane. Across the board. They wear like sweatshirts with their cat on them. Hang in there. Hey, look, let me ask you, when in the market, were you like Were you hearing someone?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think it was Kate.
Seems a little hard to believe.
I know, but do you want to try again? What do you have to lose?
You just get your head.
Okay. This restaurant reminds her of something. New York. It was snowing.
We went there for Christmas.
You refused to admit that you didn't speak French. So you ordered the pancreas? And then later, after you threw up all...
Hello.
No, yeah. No, I'm just eating right now. You're not interrupting anything.
Are you serious? Just so you know, that wasn't me. That was JW, well, I swear.
What else? Are you getting anything else?
Okay, listen, yeah, I'm just, we'll come over tonight. We'll
gotta get back into it.
And we can okay. leave afterwards.
Great.
Look, bro, when I see four girls in matching bowling shirts, that's how I roll, man. It's totally true.
Sorry, I'm like totally thrown.
Great.
With a cell phone guy.
I don't know where to begin.
We should just try another time.
Donkeys. Yeah, I have to get going anyway.
What are the odds there's two chicks?
Oh, wait, when did you give her your card?
That's right. You've got your tricks, I've got mine.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah, but you don't really have to be tricky if you want to pay for lunch, because I won't fight you.
Yep, cat person.
I thought it was the one without her.
Thank you. I was actually really nervous at first, but then it was so easy. I almost wanted it to be harder so I wouldn't feel bad about the situation. What?
Ashley?
No.
Look in my eyes.
No.
It's time for a reality check.
I don't want a reality check.
You don't want one because you know you need one. Tell me you are done with this.
I'm done. Right after this next reading.
Why are you doing all this?
I'm helping someone.
Is he cute?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Stay with me here. You you hate doing this.
Yeah, it goes against everything I believe.
All right, but instead of just doing it and getting it over with, you're stretching it out.
Well, he's very skeptical. I can't just blurt it out or else he'd never believe me.
Today you had lunch, tomorrow, who knows, dinner? Maybe you'll go to a movie. Jenna's fiancé there.
So off base!
What does he do?
Veterinarian.
A doctor.
If you weren't gay, I'd think you're jealous.
If you weren't blushing, I'd think you were telling the truth.
So you like David Foster Wallace, huh?
I couldn't get past page 20. I keep it there because it makes me look smart.
Oh.
Oh, God. Is he like a friend of yours or something?
You got me a gift?
Well, you won't charge me, and I'm taking up your time, so, you know, I had to do something.
David Foster Wallace. I love him.
I saw the book last time, so I figured you were a fan.
I am. I can't wait to not read this.
Yeah, and they're short stories, so... You could read the first paragraph of each one and then just quit.
That's great. No, this is really sweet of you. Thank you. Should we get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, before we start, I've been doing a little research.
Okay.
Some of the things you said are pretty unbelievable, and I think I know how you're doing it.
Really?
Normally in these readings, the person that's getting read gives out unconscious signals. Like you could suggest something and then I'll shake my head no or nod, and I don't even realize it, but you pick up on it, and then you get closer and closer until you actually get something.
All right, well, that makes sense. How do you want to deal with that?
Well, I'm going to concentrate really hard on not giving you anything. And keep my body very still, not change my voice. Nothing.
Okay, sounds good. Let's start.
Okay.
Are you going to talk like that the whole time?
Yes.
You know what? I'm still picking up a slight bit of emotion from you, so what I think we should do is turn our chairs back to back so I can't see you at all.
Okay.
Okay. Better?
Yes.
You know what? To be safe, I think we should be in separate rooms. Oh, but then I'm gonna have to shout.
Yeah, all right, now you're just messing with me, right?
Yes.
It's pretty stupid, huh?
Yes.
You want to go get something to eat?
Yes.
As the sun sets, they eat baguettes in Henry's open-top car.
So, you bring all your psychics here?
Well, you really should know the answer to that.
But this is a cool place that you picked. I'll give you that.
Kate showed it to me.
You know, I'm getting the feeling like she wants you to be happy again. Like when you used to come here.
I'm getting that feeling too.
Kate, dressed in white, stands behind the car, arms folded, watching their every move.
You are so screwed.
What?
I'm saving.
Oh. Fine.
Furious, Kate marches off. She spots the ice sculptor.
Lying, cheating, red-headed hussy. Wring her neck. Throw her in front of the car. Throw her down some stairs.
She had long hair, blue eyes too, and she had a little itty-bitty hoochie-goochie.
You bastard.
Oh, hey, evening, miss.
You can hear me?
Unfortunately.
Are you psychic?
No, dead.
Good. What happened?
Drunk driving accident.
Oh, so backing over me with your truck wasn't enough to get you to stop drinking and driving?
Not proud.
What are you doing here?
Same as you. Taking care of unfinished business.
Are you sure that's why you're here?
That's what the lady told me.
The lady in the white room?
Of course. Why? What'd she tell you?
None of your business. Did she give you any hints? How specific was she?
You didn't talk to her, did you? What'd you do, piss her off?
Unfinished business. Well, that's it. I gotta protect Henry. Yeah!
Well, hey! You're welcome.
Ashley returns to her apartment to find Kate waiting there.
Hey, can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry I called. No one answered. My friend gave me your number in yoga class. Well, I'm just having a really bad day. My friend died and we had a fight.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure. Come in. It's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, come back this way. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, it's Kayleen.
Kayleen? Mm-hmm. Great. Why don't you come this way? Just have a seat. Do you want a drink or anything?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, great. Make yourself comfortable. Okay.
So, you talk to dead people?
Well, I can't promise results, but yes, I have had some success.
Comes in nice and clear, huh? No mistaking it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Great, can't wait.
All right, so the first thing I'm going to have you do is give me your hands.
We probably shouldn't because I'm coming down with a cold.
Okay, great. Okay, this is what we'll do then. Why don't you concentrate on your friend, okay? And let's try to see if she can come through to us.
You're the psychic.
Great.
Ashley closes her eyes, preparing herself for contacting the spirits. Kate watches.
Yeah. Wow, I'm getting something.
Ashley Clark, you have made a mockery of the gifts you've been given.
Kayleen?
You speak falsely for the dead. We have been sent here to give you a warning. Stop now or suffer a terrible fate.
Is this some sort of joke?
This is no joke. We see and hear everything. We saw you drop the tray of meatballs last night and still serve them. We saw what you did in the shower last night. And it's nothing to be ashamed of, but we still saw. And we see what you're trying to do to Henry Mills.
I am...
You, of all people, should know the consequences of defaming the dead. Leave Henry Mills alone, or you will never find peace again.
You will lose your possessions,
your friends, and eventually your life.
Kate floats above her chair. Ashley's horrified.
Oh, you must have dozed off. Did you contact my friend? Ashley, are you okay?
Please go.
Well, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Can you go now, please? Just go.
Kate leaves the apartment with a satisfied smile on her face. Inside Henry's apartment, he sits unpacking boxes with Chloe.
You'll never guess who I ran into.
Who?
Ashley.
Ashley. I know so many Ashleys.
Psychic.
Oh, that Ashley. What did she say?
Well, it was really weird. I mean, she got these images, really specific stuff.
Really? Wow. Will she get a message from Kate?
Like what?
Huh?
What?
What?
Anyway, gonna try it again.
That's great. I feel like she can help you, Henry.
Come on, Ashley!
Ashley, come on! She's not home?
Why? Are you here to meet her?
No, we had an appointment.
Wait a second. Are you Henry, the veterinarian?
She mentioned me?
No, it's just a really lucky guess. I'm good like that. I'm Dan, the catering partner.
Hi. Yeah, we're supposed to meet an hour and a half ago at this restaurant, but she's not answering her phone.
I know, I've been calling her all day.
You mind if I try?
Knocking? Please. No, please. Help yourself. Maybe later you can come jab an elevator button 100 times after I've already pushed it.
Ashley! It's Henry! Are you there?
Henry? I'm sick.
I tried to call.
I might be sick for a really long time.
Okay, do you need anything?
No. I'll call you if I ever feel better.
Ashley? Ashley!
Got more than you did.
Hey, it's Ashley, Psychic Flash Cater. Leave an awesome message.
Good morning, it's Henry. Just thought I'd check in since you didn't sound so good last night, see if you're all right. So, you all right? Good morning again. It's, Henry, again. That's some cold. I hope you didn't get it when we went out the other night. Anyway, I was gonna, you know, come by and drop off some soup or something, so, maybe I'll see you.
Ashley edges open her apartment door, still dressed in her nightshirt. She looks all around before reaching for the food parcel.
It's Henry. The sandwich was gone, so that, you know, that's a good sign. Buying a sandwich for someone you've never had a sandwich with is a lot harder than you think. I mean, just the bread. I started off with whole wheat, and then I worried that, you know, I'm saying you're kind of a crunchy person who only eats whole wheat. I almost went with pumpernickel, but then I'd look like the kind of guy who wants to impose my weird bread fetish on everyone. And you know, now I'm one of those idiots who just prattles on in the answering machines. And also uses words like prattles. So the only thing I can think of is that you really just, you don't want to talk to me anymore. If that's right, well, I don't know, I guess just kind of keep doing what you're doing. So take care of yourself, Ashley.
A saddened Ashley stares at her reflection in a mirror. Later, she collects mail from the hallway.
Here you are. Why have you been avoiding my brother?
I can explain.
I guess I can't explain.
Okay, if you didn't want to do this, you should have just said so. But to lead him on and let him think that you can help him and then just disappear? I mean, he's worse off if that's possible.
I just couldn't do it anymore, all right? I'm sorry. Please tell him I'm sorry.
Did you run out of things to say?
No,
because
it's not
I have
that.
More information. I have letters and some pictures and...
Is that her?
Yeah, that's Kate.
Ashley flees with Kate's picture up the stairs back to her apartment.
Wait, what does that mean? Do you want the letters?
All right. Show's over. Come out. I know who you are, Kate. God, it's really you. This is unbelievable. Are you really like a ghost?
It's the only way I can explain it.
That is awesome. Here, catch.
She throws her keys at Kate. They transfer through her body, breaking a vase behind.
Nice throw.
Crap. Hey, what was that the other day, man? I was just trying to help out the situation.
Help? You were helping yourself to Henry.
Okay, so like I'm slightly attracted to him.
No, he's not right for you.
Yes, he is. He is considerate and he is sweet. And, you know, pulls a chair out for me when I sit.
Big deal.
It is a big deal, and you know it, okay? He's been wonderful to me from the second he met me, even though I probably thought I was a little crazy.
But you do talk to dead people. That's a little crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy? You're the one who's spying on me in freaking shower.
You're right. Sorry about that. And you know what? Girl to girl, you're getting a little hippie. You might want to cut back on the pasta.
All right. What do you want? I'm serious. Why are you here?
Look, we got up on the wrong foot, and that's partly my fault with the threats from beyond and all.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I was sent back to Earth to protect Henry.
Really? How do you know that?
Because when you die, you go to this white room, and there's a woman who may or may not be an angel, and she says that, you know, just, you know, stuff, and I just know.
So, like, I have to, like, stay away from Henry now?
Oh, that would be so great. Thank you.
Wait a second, wait. But you're dead.
I still don't want you to see him.
Yeah, I know, but for argument's sake, I mean, if I wanted to see him, there's not a whole hell of a lot you could do about it.
Really? Then why have you been hiding in your bedroom for a week?
Well, I'm done hiding.
Let's not let this get ugly.
I think it already has.
You have no idea.
At the animal clinic.
Ashley?
Hi, Henry. Oh, sorry. Dr. Mills.
You're alive.
Yeah, thanks to you. You're a real lifesaver. You know, the food that you left me was the only thing that kept me going.
Oh, you got that. Good. I left a couple of messages.
I know. I'm so sorry. I felt so ill that I couldn't talk to anyone. But the minute I felt better, I wanted to come down here and thank you in person. I hope you're not mad at me.
No, not at all. I'm sorry that I called and bothered you. I mean, you said that you'd call when you felt better, and here you are.
Do you want to go out tonight?
All right. I'd love to.
Okay. Oh, great. Oh, great. I'll let you get back to saving animals' lives and everything. Okay.
She kisses him goodbye. Smiling, Henry turns to speak to his next patient.
And what seems to be the trouble with Margaret?
Itchy ass.
Excellent.
Ashley, wearing a figure-hugging red dress, returns to her apartment. She cautiously opens the front door, places her bag on the side cabinet, before slowly edging into the room, looking all around as she goes.
Ah! Oh, God!
Ashley, hello, what was that crash? I heard a crash. Ashley, hello? What is going on? Is there someone there? Is someone at your place?
Hello?
You know what?
Hello?
I'm calling the police. I'm giving you 10 seconds to pick up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dan, sorry. The phone scared me, so I killed it.
What's going on? Where have you been? Why haven't you talked to me?
It's a long story.
I've got time.
I can't talk right now. Why don't you come over tomorrow? We'll work on the Spencer party. I gotta go.
Where are you off to?
The gym. Okay, I gotta go. Bye. Oh, wait, Dan!
Yeah?
Would you say I'm hippie?
At the gym, Ashley is singing in the shower whilst washing her hair.
Diane, beauty, love. Venus was named.
Wow!
With shampoo in her eyes, Ashley flees out of the shower with only a small towel around her waist.
Don't freak out. It's all right. It's okay. We'll be right if we just stay cool. Just stay cool, guys. Just don't light a match.
She runs into a crowded gym. Her arm covers her breasts.
Oh, no.
Miss?
This is the PA. There's an announcement on the PA.
What PA?
Stairmaster's open. You know, for your... Mm-hmm.
Kate taps her hips.
Miss.
Yeah. Look at me. Naked in there, okay? Just kidding. Sorry about that, you guys. I'm crazy.
At a harbor.
So do you have any idea where you want to eat?
No. I mean, if you have someplace in mind or...
No, it's your treat, so, you know, I'm gonna let you choose.
Oh, well, in that case, I know just the place, actually.
No, I was kidding. Do you want to get some seafood?
Oh, no, Big Talker. You're now going to eat a hot dog out of a cart.
Hey.
Sorry. One Italian sausage. Oh, thank you.
No, make it two.
If you're sure you wouldn't rather have seafood.
No, we're fine with the two. Two Italian sausage, thank you.
Are you going to treat me to a funnel cake, too?
Only if you're a good boy.
Watch out for that.
Stop it, please. It's really not funny.
No, you're right. It's horrible.
Stop, because if you want to play, I'll play that game. You want to play that game? Oh, oh my God! Oh!
Oh!
Oh.
Ashley tips a pot of mustard all down her dress. Laughing, Henry dabs his hot dog into her stomach. The hot dog vendor offers her serviettes.
Got a little something, but...
I can't believe you're not embarrassed to be seen with me right now.
Oh, God, no, I totally am.
Oh.
Yeah. If I run into anybody that I know, I'm going to pretend you're a German tourist. I don't want to be associated with you. Do you know any German?
Ich mag ein Dachen, Dach Jacken, Tick Wagen, Tarfig Newton, and BMW.
It's kind of like a Swedish German.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's
good.
Not, yeah.
Yes, no, I think the bathrooms are over there. German lady, who's from also Sweden, that I don't even know. Yeah, I feel kind of weird bringing this up, but have you thought about Kate lately?
Yeah, not really.
I mean, you know how I feel about all that, but you said some pretty amazing things.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There's no right or wrong answer to this, so you can just be honest, but are we out to talk about Kate, or are we, you know, just out? Because either way, it's totally fine with me. I just, if it's both, then it probably gets like a little complicated for me.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering the same thing, actually. I mean, are we out because I'm your client, or are we out?
Ashley, now wearing a long yellow California t-shirt, slowly leans forward and tenderly kisses him on the lips. As she finishes the kiss, she pulls away and looks intensely into his eyes. Her long red hair gently blows in the soft breeze.
Oh, great, I'm your client. That sucks.
Outside her apartment, they're locked in a passionate embrace.
I had a good time.
I do.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, you don't have to.
I want to.
Okay. Me too. Hi.
Henry pauses in the corridor and looks back, as Ashley smiles happily to herself inside her apartment. Before opening the door, Ashley adjusts her hair.
Forgetting something?
Was I somehow unclear about what I wanted you to do? Oh, were you expecting Henry?
I was hoping. He's quite a kisser.
You really gonna throw that in my face? Isn't that tactic a little beneath you?
You're one to talk. I had to show a room full of guys my naked breasts because of you.
A neighbor appears with her dog.
That's a nice gesture, but unnecessary, dear.
Oh, I was, good night.
The little white dog stops by Kate.
Bingo. Oh,
come on. That dog just sniffed you.
God, I think animals can see you. That is so cool.
That's great. Wonder how I can use that against you.
Hey, I showed it to you.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Kate leaves. Dan.
I don't understand. If you weren't sick, then what was the problem?
I can't get into it because you're gonna think I'm crazy.
No, I'll hide it. I promise. I'll look at you really sincerely and say, I understand.
Okay, fine.
Great.
You remember Henry, right?
Yeah, the guy with the wife that was crushed by the angel.
Right, I saw her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, when you say you saw her, you mean you saw...
Her ghost? Yes. Yeah, she's been hassling me.
I understand.
No, Dan, this is not a joke. Like, I've heard voices before and stuff like that, but I've actually seen her.
Do you see her right now?
No, I only see her when she wants me to see her, I think. I don't know. You know what? Never mind. I'm kidding. I seriously was kidding. I totally made that up. Let's cook. I bought salmon.
You really believe this, don't you?
It's really happening.
And it's only you. No one else can see or hear her?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm the only one who can see her. Maybe because I'm after the guy she was supposed to marry. Maybe that's sufficient motivation for her to come back from the dead. I don't know.
I note that during your little rant defending your sanity, you admit you're after him.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're sort of dating or whatever.
Ashley?
No, I don't want a reality check.
This is what happens when you lie about talking to a man's dead fiancé. I've seen it 1,000 times.
No, because I'm not lying, okay? I can actually talk to her. That's different. I was lying before because I actually couldn't talk to her. And also, admittedly, I lied to you about being interested in him. So I am sorry about that.
Yeah, listen, while you work that out, maybe this can bubble into your subconscious. Run away! And you have dated guys with every problem there is, but this one apparently has a ghost?
Yeah, but it's not his fault his fiancé's haunting me. Mm. Look, it's impossible to find a great guy, and I'm not gonna let a little thing like a ghost stop me, okay? I'm not gonna let her win.
You mean her ghost?
Right!
I understand.
I'm going to the market. Bone the fish.
Kate falls past the window in the communal hallway. Ashley, horrified, rushes to the window.
Oh!
Kate on the ground below looks up with a wry smile on her face and waves. Ashley smirks and waves back.
Are you all right? Why are you screaming?
No, I wasn't. I was singing. Thanks.
Dan stands in his apron looking unconvinced before returning inside the apartment.
Father Marks?
Ashley.
That's me.
I haven't seen you in, what's it been, 10 years?
I've been to a few Christmas services.
Well, next Christmas, why don't you come up and say hello?
Absolutely, I will put that in my calendar.
December 25th.
Got it.
Well, you didn't come here so I could make you squirm about your attendance.
Now that you mention it. Father, I've had an encounter. Encounters with a ghost.
Well, you must be completely surprised that this is happening to you. I mean, if you dabble with the occult, you're bound to get these kind of incidents.
I know.
Well, all right, you're not here to get a lecture from me. So why did you come here?
I want you to get rid of her.
Do you see the ghost now?
No.
And this room is where you've seen her the most?
Definitely. This is definitely the room where I see her most. So, is there a script for this sort of thing?
For exorcism? Oh, sure. No, when you're casting out spirits, the church doesn't really like us to wing it.
Right, of course.
Shall we?
Yes.
I address these spirits in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come out and leave this servant of God.
You don't really believe this is going to work.
I see her. She's right there.
It is time for your soul to pass on. Hear the command of God himself, who did walk upon the sea and extend his right hand to Peter.
You really don't believe in all this hocus pocus, do you?
In the name of God, the Almighty Father, that thou depart.
Oh, that's not good.
It's working.
Okay, Ashley, listen. I've been reconsidering, and I think we can come to some sort of understanding.
The Holy Spirit dwell therein.
Okay, some of the things I did, a little out of hand, and I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize. You know, the whole naked in the gym thing, not cool. I get it now.
What's happening? Don't make him stop.
Acknowledge that your time has ended.
Please, I don't want to go.
Limb by limb, Kate fizzles out.
She's gone. Yeah. You did it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure she was right there. And then she vanished.
Well, bugger me. Good. Good.
Very good.
So, you're finished with your psychic work?
Oh, yeah. It's over.
And we'll see you in church on a regular basis?
We didn't agree to that before we started.
Oh, I'll bring her back.
It's a deal. I promise.
Okay. No more of these games.
I know. I'm sorry.
Take care of yourself, Ashley.
He sounded so serious.
No!
Did you like that disappearing thing? I just made that up. I didn't even know I could do that before now. Okay. Time to get to work. Tonight, instead of sleeping, I thought I'd tell you all the stories of all the pets I've ever owned. Oh, people love pet stories. So I'm gonna start with the first pet I ever had. It was a turtle named Ernie, and I must have been 8. She actually had kittens. She had baby kittens, and then we named them all. Ew, we used to call him Boots because he was all white, and he had these little black...
Bitch.
Exactly. At least that's what we called him until he had kittens. Then we named him Mrs. Pinky. And there were 6 kittens. What were their names?
Was that you?
The doorbell? Yeah, that was me. Don't answer that.
Unconvinced, Ashley gets out of bed and goes to the door.
I remember the kittens. It was Willie, Betty, Whiskers,
Bang, Teddy, and Nugget!
And then there was Buffy, who was my last dog. But after he died, that was it. God, I think that's all my pets. You should get some sleep.
Thank you.
Good morning! You have a busy day in front of you. So I thought you might like to hear all my favorite colors and numbers. Blue, 7. 17. Lime green, forest green, yellow, 1, blue. Oh, crap. Did I already say blue? You know what? I'm going to start over. Blue.
Ow! Oh, God.
Getting tired, unable to function.
I'm fine.
You know, you really should think about what you're getting into here. I don't need sleep. I can hound you every second of every day. You're never going to know if something you hear is real or not. I can keep you from sleeping and eating and drinking.
Enough! Enough. Okay, congratulations. You win. I love spending time with Henry, but it's not worth it.
Good. Then my work here is done. But if you ever try to see him again...
You'll be back.
You can count on it.
Go. Hey, wait, Kate. Look, is there anything you want to tell him?
What do you mean?
Well, Henry came to me because he wanted to talk to you. And I definitely think I can deliver on that. So is there anything you want to say to him? Kate contacted me from beyond. Not like before, but clearer. Clearer than anything that I have ever experienced.
What did she say?
Hi, Henry. She says, hi, Henry. I know. You know what? Ask me questions. Just, ask me as many questions as you'd like, and just keep asking me until you're convinced.
What was her favorite food?
The three berry cake at Sweet Lady Jane's. She says ask a tough one.
What was her first pet's name?
Ernie the Turtle. She told me that earlier today.
Her favorite Hawaiian island?
She's only been to Maui, and she got stung by a jellyfish.
You really, What else?
She always hated this chair. Her second toes are slightly longer than her first. She always meant to take guitar lessons.
Why did she come here? I mean, why? What does she want to tell me?
She says that she can tell that you're torn between being faithful to her memory and the feelings that you have for me.
The hell I did! Ow! Oh!
What happened?
Seed in the eye. It's okay.
Tell him the truth!
She says she just wants you to be happy, Henry, and she can tell that you're happier with me.
You are screwing with the wrong woman.
That's it. I mean, she wants you to move on.
Well, she's gone.
No, I'm not.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
I'm going to be with you every second of every day for the rest of your life.
Tell her thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Oh, wherever you are.
Are you okay?
You look at it, doctor.
Oh, bleh.
Really hurts.
Good. I hope it blinds you.
What do I do without you?
You are so dead.
I, Andy Chris, take you, Natalia Yaroshik, as my best friend for life. I pledge to honor, encourage, and
support. Oh, you know the learner party? You're going to have to do that alone.
Where are you going to be?
I gotta go away.
With whom? Henry? With Henry.
This is my solemn vow.
From this moment, I, Natalia Yaroshik, take you and decree.
What, Dan?
Nothing.
This is my solemn vow.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Congratulations. Ashley prepares a dessert for the wedding guests by adding measures of alcohol.
Five.
Ashley.
Shh. Oh, God, where was I? I was,
Three.
Thank you.
For what?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I have to say something. Now, you know I never get involved in your love life.
Bullshit.
Fine, as someone who's always involved in your love life, I think you should listen to me. You're making a huge mistake.
No, I'm not. Help me with the car.
Okay. It's not because his fiancé's ghost is trying to drive you away, and it's not because he's a client who you lie to. But you talk about picking guys with problems. He just got out of a relationship where his bride was killed on their wedding day, and you'll be the first girl he dates. That's a pretty serious rebound. You really think this is going to end up well, huh?
Nice try. You're still handling the learner party alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cherry's Jubilee.
Ashley's uniform is blackened from the smoke.
Excuse me for a second.
I could feel the heat all the way back here. Are you okay?
You know, if I were dead, I wouldn't be following around one person, okay? I'd be finding out the meaning of life. I would be talking to wise, notable dead people.
Oh, like who?
Like Eleanor Roosevelt?
What would you ask her?
Like all kinds of things.
Like what?
All right, forget Eleanor Roosevelt. You're the only dead person I want to talk to right now.
Oh. Burned off a little bit of your eyebrow.
What? Where?
Right there. It's not gonna be even.
You know what? I don't care. And you know what else? I'm going away with Henry this weekend, whether you like it or not. And I don't care what you do. I don't care if you set me on fire or yell and scream and talk about your dogs or watch me while I piss. I don't care. So if you're trying to make me look insane, it's not working.
The wedding guests stare at Ashley in bewilderment.
So, who's ready for cake?
Howard.
Driving his silver convertible car along a Californian coastal road, Henry makes his way with Ashley to a secluded bed and breakfast.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pretty smooth.
It is beautiful.
It's so weird how much this place reminds me of my own apartment.
You know what we should do? I saw some people riding one of those, like, two-person bikes. We should totally rent one of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Now?
Yeah. Why not?
We just got here. Don't you want to unpack? Check out the room?
Oh, my God. Did you think that you could just bring me up here and never leave the room, just put a do not disturb sign on the door and lock ourselves in for the weekend?
Yes.
Awesome. I'll go freshen up.
From the bathroom, Ashley watches Henry as he unpacks his clothes onto the bed. She seems convinced that he is passing wind. Her face distorts with amazement and disgust.
Henry?
Yes?
You know I'm still in the room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was gross.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I should have known it was you.
You know, I never thought farts were funny when I was alive, but the look on your face.
You get out of here.
You're not having sex with my husband.
He is not your husband, and even if you did make it down that aisle, there's still that till death do us part clause. You're a ghost!
Did you say something?
Yeah. There's potpourri!
Don't do it.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Ashley enters the bedroom in a sexy red negligee.
Oh, my God.
It looks even better on the floor.
Best day ever.
Henry maneuvers Ashley onto the bed. Lying on top of her, they kiss passionately. Kate hovers above them.
Wow, this is going to be awkward.
Oh, my God!
You okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's just, oh my God.
I'm surprised I didn't spring for the suite.
Hey!
Are you sure you're okay?
What's going down there?
Why? Yeah.
Yoo-hoo!
Just, you're closing your eyes very energetically.
I think you're freaking him out.
Oh, you like to kiss with your eyes open? That's cool. I mean, that's kind of kinky, but all right, I'm cool with that.
Being on the bottom, not your most flattering angle. I was talking to another ghost the other day, and you'll never guess who it was. Remember that guy I used to date in high school who got killed in a motorcycle accident?
Ted?
What?
What?
You said Ted.
No, I didn't. I bumped my arm. I'm okay now.
Anyway, this is a little embarrassing. But he said you were a bad kisser.
Actually, he said you were the worst kisser ever.
Painful and overly wet was his exact quote. He made a noise like this.
Talk dirty to me.
What?
Talk dirty to me. I love it. It turns me on.
Henry doesn't like that.
Do it loud.
Oh, you're a dirty girl, aren't you?
She's a dirty little liar is what she is. Louder.
You're a dirty little thing. You're a dirty girl.
I believe the children are.
You're a dirty girl.
Good. Louder though. Louder. Like you're trying to drown out some annoying noise.
Like this?
Yeah.
You're a dirty little girl, aren't you?
Louder, please.
Aren't you a dirty little thing? You like the dirty stuff.
Aren't you a dirty...
That's just stupid. I'm just yelling at you.
Music! Is that annoying?
It's a little loud.
What?
The music. You like it this loud?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love this. Balsa. No.
Come on, just anything.
I like your hair.
Oh, God, I love it.
It looks really good.
Louder.
Really?
Chloe.
Sorry.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. So what's up?
You know that woman you sent me to? The, psychic.
Believe me, you don't have to whisper that in this neighborhood. I mean, it's not like I sent you to a Republican.
Well, she's great. I mean, really, I feel 1,000 times better.
Did she get a message from Kate?
Yeah, and I think that Kate really wants me to move on. In fact, I'm dating her.
Who?
Ashley.
Wait, so she told you that Kate said that she wants you to start dating again, and then she went out with you?
Well, it didn't happen exactly like that, but... Oh, yeah, I guess that is how it happened exactly, but...
Well, you gotta stop.
Why?
She's a psychic.
Since when do you have a problem with psychics?
You do. You do. You hate them. Look, Henry, I think it's great that you're dating again, but I mean, you can't date her.
I thought you'd be happy about this.
I guess I should be. I'm just, you're right. I'm just surprised. I mean, but I'm coming around now. Look how happy I am now.
Chloe, I'm meaning to call you, actually.
What's been stopping you? Huh? Pretending to talk to my brother's dead fiancé so you could date him?
Come on in.
No, I'm okay. I want Kate's diary back.
Okay. Yeah.
Not gonna tell him that I gave this to you because somehow he does seem better.
I know it looks bad.
How could you do this? I mean, I can't fake it. I'm not some scam artist. I mean, you totally took advantage of him.
You asked me to do this.
Use fake psychic vision to date him? Let me think. No, I'd remember that.
Chloe, I really, really care about him.
Worst part is that I did this. I mean, I gave this to you. I handed you everything that you needed.
You gave what to her?
No, it's okay. Don't...
What's this? This is Kate's diary.
Yeah.
Why would you give this to her? How'd you even get it? The story about the pancreas is in here. And how we met.
Henry!
Chloe glares at Ashley, then runs after Henry. Stunned, Ashley watches them go. Later, Ashley with Dan.
Ryan. It all fell apart, you know? Because I'm a horrible person.
No, you're not a horrible person.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm a liar, and I'm a horrible person, and you know what? I never even deserved him. I didn't.
No, you know what? He's an idiot to let you go.
No.
All right? No matter what you did, he's an idiot to let you go, okay? Anyone would be lucky to have you. Anyone.
Dan strokes Ashley's hair, then leans in to kiss her full on the mouth.
What the hell is that?
I'm sorry.
You're my friend. You're gay. You're my gay friend.
Ugh. Screw it. I'm not gay.
What?
I'm not gay. I've never been gay. I don't have sex with men, and they don't have sex with me. Wow.
So when you just kissed me just then, you were like...
I'm in love with you.
What?
I've been in love with you since I met you. Every time you turn your back to me, I sniff your hair. I went into business with you so I could be near you. I hate cooking. I want to throw up every time I cut a fish. God... You have got to be the worst psychic in the history of time. How could you not know any of this?
Why did you just, like, tell me?
Okay, remember when we met? And we started, you know, going out to lunch and dinner and talking on the phone all day and all night. I thought we were dating. And then, after a week, we went to a movie. I was just about to kiss you. And you turned to me and you said... I love having a gay friend to talk to. I could never be this comfortable with a straight man. What was...
What was I supposed to do?
You waited a week to make your move. Of course I thought you were gay.
I was taking it slow.
5 years, one kiss, that's not slow. That's family.
I'm sorry. I missed my window. I was waiting for it to come back around again.
God, Dan, you've, like, betrayed me.
Betrayed you?
Yeah.
Ashley, I love you. You think it was easy for me listening to you talk about other guys? Huh? Watching mind-numbingly boring romantic movies and pretending to cry, going shopping with you and giving you advice on clothes? Do you know how much of the last 5 years I have spent learning about clothes? This shirt cost me $175. Can I hate it? I hate it!
I love that shirt.
You know, before this whole stupid thing, I probably spent $100 a year on clothes. Now I spend that much every 3 weeks on this haircut, which I also hate!
We took bubble baths together.
Yeah. Now can you see how hard it was for me?
I just wanted to cry on my gay friend.
Yeah.
Dan fumbles with the expensive shirt that he has just ripped off. Unable to straighten it back out, he screws it up and tucks it under his arm.
I'll let myself out. Okay.
At Mills Animal Clinic, Chloe sits in the reception with a grey cat on her lap.
All right. I'm ready. You don't have a cat?
I rescued a stray so you talk to me.
Come in. So have you thought about a name for him yet?
No, after we're done here, I'm taking him back to the pound. I'm kidding. It's a joke. So you start laughing now, breaks the tension, and then we start talking again.
Pet's a big responsibility. Did you ever think about maybe just running into me on the street?
Listen, I didn't know that Ashley was going to use the information I gave her to start dating you. I mean, I really thought that she was just going to tell you that Kate wanted you to move on. Well, do you really have to do that?
Yeah, he needs his shots.
Yeah, I think he's already had them. He's my neighbor's cat.
Your neighbor let you borrow her cat to bring to the vet? You stole a cat?
I'm gonna bring him back. He was on a fire escape. It's like a walk.
Would you quit doing stupid stuff because you think you know you're right?
Whoa, you should hear yourself. You sound like Mom and Dad.
And your friends and your bosses and your teachers and strangers that you meet on the street. They all tell you this because it's true.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
See if you can get the cat home without killing it.
I think I can handle it.
Chloe drops the cat.
He's fine.
Ashley arrives home with a bag of groceries to find Henry waiting outside the apartment block.
Hi.
I read this.
Henry, I really want to talk to you about all this. It's just...
How did you know about the cake? Or Hawaii? Or the chair. None of that's in here, and no one else knows about that.
Your sister gave me the diary, and she asked me to pretend that Kate had talked to me, which is not her fault, because I shouldn't have done it in the first place, okay? But I did, because I thought, I don't know, I thought maybe you needed it, you know, to help you move on. But I must have crossed over some sort of line or something, because then suddenly she appeared.
Kate.
Yeah. And she tried to scare me away from you. But I really wanted to be with you. So I didn't let it stop me.
You pretended that she wanted us to be together because you thought that that would make me fall in love with you.
Yeah, I guess I did. I hoped that you would love me for other reasons too.
Is she here now?
No, I haven't actually seen her since you broke up with me. I guess it was her job to get rid of me, and, well, she did that.
So she just sort of disappears?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Henry turns away and leaves.
a soul and seal on thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is
images of Ashley and Henry continuing on with their separate lives. Ashley at work with a new female catering assistant, at church with a new boyfriend. Henry's with Chloe at the animal clinic and on a date with a new girlfriend.
Oh, you're a vet. You know, I've always wondered which is smarter, cats or dogs.
Come in for some coffee?
Oh, I really have to get up early, but if you insist, maybe just one cup.
Cats are really good with tools, but dogs are better spellers. That's it, a joke. Dogs, actually.
That's a funny trick. Is there something wrong with cats?
No, cats are great. Their owners are nuts. How many cats do you have?
Four.
I'll call you, okay? Excuse me.
Do you want to go to the restaurant? I mean, I can take you back now. Okay.
Henry's date chooses to pass on going to the restaurant. Ashley at home attempts to read the book that Henry gave her, but gives it up in favor of the Inquisitor magazine. Henry sleeps on his sofa. A sad-looking Kate sits and watches over him. Dan sits outside a cafe with a hot drink. Ashley walks by.
Ashley. Hi. Okay, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Long time.
Yeah, could have gone longer.
Yeah, listen, I've been thinking about what I did. And hey, can we stop walking? I'm trying to be sincere, and the panting is really killing my delivery.
Sorry.
I screwed up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Definitely screwed up. But look at it this way. I pretended I was gay for 5 years. Has any other man ever done anything like that for you, huh? I mean, I could see a guy pretending for three years tops, but five, come on, that's...
Okay.
All right, listen, Ashley, you know me. You know me better than anyone else does. And I know you. And even though I did a stupid...
Really stupid.
Beyond crazy, stupid thing by lying to you. We have been best friends for 5 years.
Yes, that is true.
Look, I don't know any more fancy way to say this. I'm a good guy. I love you. And I just really wish you'd give me a chance.
Do I try screwed up guys or what?
Henry aimlessly mopes around the aisles of a supermarket. A forlorn Kate watches him shop. The ghost of the ice sculptor dressed in white appears in front of Kate.
Hiya.
You.
Well, he doesn't look so good, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Finish your mission?
Yeah, you?
No, or I wouldn't still be here.
Really? So you do move on once you finish what you're supposed to do?
Did you listen to anything she said?
No.
So I guess you're not done yet.
Guess not.
Look, what do you think you're supposed to do?
I don't know.
But what do you want more than anything else right now?
For Henry to be happy.
Okay. What do you think would make Henry happy?
I don't know.
Think you do.
Damn it! Anything but that.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm done.
So your job was to...
Get you to do the right thing, yeah.
Well, why didn't you just tell me that in the first place?
Would you have believed me? See ya up there.
Yeah, well, if I see you, I know I'm not in heaven.
That's the spirit.
As he walks away, he vanishes into thin air. Kate surprises Ashley in her bedroom.
The yellow dress? Are you planning on wearing that or taking it to Goodwill?
I haven't talked to him in months.
Wow. Oh, hello, Kate. How's the afterlife treating you? You know, I think I lost weight. I never looked this good when I was alive.
What do you want, Kate?
All right, this isn't easy for me, so...
You at a loss for words? That's a first.
Have you talked to Henry, you know, since...
Since you broke us up? No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I'm, dating someone else.
No, you're not. You can't be.
Yes, I can, and we're going to Vegas.
Well, stop! What about Henry?
What about him? You know what? I'm not interested in whatever sick game you're playing, Kate.
No, listen to me. I'm being very serious. I want you two together.
No sale. What?
I can't believe I'm begging you to date my husband. Okay, don't you still love him?
Even if you weren't screwing with me right now, which it's so clear that you are, the answer would be no. I moved on. I mean, it killed me to do it, but I did it. So just, can you leave me alone now, please?
Ashley goes to the door. Kate's left looking frustrated. Kate at Henry's.
Get up! Get up! Henry! Why can't you hear me? Get up!
Everything okay over there?
Who cares about the bird? Call Ashley!
Ashley! Call Ashley! Ashley!
Did you just say...
Ashley!
Who taught you that?
Call Ashley! Call Ashley!
You want me to call Ashley? What do you... I'm talking to my bird.
Get up! Get up!
Kate?
Is that you?
Are you talking to me through my bird?
Yes.
Why do you want me to...
Call Ashley!
He picks up his phone from the coffee table and dials her number.
Machine.
Airport.
What?
Airport. Take the bird.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying the bird in its cage, Henry rushes out of his apartment block onto the adjoining street.
Taxi! Taxi! Oh, hey. Nice. Thanks.
Welcome.
Where to?
Airport. Airport.
Why, you heard the bird, the airport. Why are we going to the airport? Where's she going?
Las Vegas.
And you want me to stop her? I thought you hated her.
I gave you that idea.
How do you know this?
What a day, right? Got your bird with you, huh? Actually, my fiance. I think.
The bewildered taxi driver pulls up outside the airport. Henry, dressed in a blue shirt and jeans, rushes inside where he spots Ashley with Dan disappearing into the departure lounge.
Ashley!
Whoa! Back of the line, sir.
I just need to talk to that woman for a second.
The only way you get through here is with a ticket.
Could you maybe get her then? It's an emergency.
Oh, it's an emergency? Well, by all means, come on in, man. You know, people who have emergencies don't even have to go through the metal detectors.
All right, there's really no need for sarcasm.
Back of the line.
Hi, I need the cheapest ticket you have.
Where do you want to go, sir?
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's not at all suspicious.
Hurry up, Lardass.
Excuse me.
That's my bird. He says that to everybody.
Move those fat fingers, Helen.
All right, you know what? That's enough.
Sorry.
One ticket to Miami, $1,350.
That's the cheapest ticket.
Buy it.
All right, you know what, fine.
You know, I never really thought about it, but a psychic in Vegas could really clean up, you know?
Yeah, too bad I don't do that anymore.
Over there.
What?
What's the matter?
You don't want to know.
Ashley.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. The bird told me to come here.
Did you do this?
Who are you talking to? Let me guess. The ghost?
Why are you here? Why's your arm around her? You're gay.
No, I'm not gay. No, I've never been gay. Me thinks he does protest too much.
Do you really want this?
Henry does.
Where is she?
She's right next to you.
You want Ashley and me to be together?
I do. I'm sorry I put you through all of this.
She says she does. And she's sorry for being such a royal bitch. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome, Henry.
She steps forward and tenderly strokes him on the cheek.
When we get to heaven, all bets are off.
She says you're welcome.
So, Kate wants us to be together. I want us to be together. What do you want?
Well, I wouldn't want to piss her off again.
Dan's left standing as Ashley and Henry lovingly embrace. Kate smiles broadly as she watches the happy couple.
Hello. You know what? That probably wasn't going to work out anyway. So.
I'm Bill.
I'm not gay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Me neither. Not gay at all. Maybe that when we get to Vegas, we can grab some dinner and talk about how, you know, not gay we are.
Guests arrive at a church decorated with beautiful flower arrangements. Inside, Henry waits at the altar. Chloe and Dan sit next to one another in the front pew.
I am so glad I met you. You're hilarious.
I was just going for ironically amusing. Are you sure you haven't been drinking already?
Oh, wait till after the ceremony. If you like me now, you are going to love me when I'm drunk.
Dan leans forward and kisses Chloe full on the lips.
Wow. That was, really quick.
Well, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I just want to get that out there right now so there's no misunderstanding later. I'm not. So that's why I'd be okay.
Ashley, dressed in a white, full-length bridal gown, walks down the aisle with her father. Henry sees her and smiles affectionately.
Oh, God, hold on, Dad. One second.
Ashley heads for a pew at the back of the church. Henry looks confused.
Hi. Look, I know this was supposed to be you. So thank you. Just make him happy, okay? Or else, you know. Wait, can you come back and haunt me for that? Or? I don't know, I kind of missed the orientation speech. Don't worry. Kate, I will make him happy. I love gardenias.
Kate indicates with a nod of her head that Ashley should return to the wedding proceedings. The two women smile at one another before Ashley rejoins her father. As Ashley reaches the altar, she kisses her father on the cheek before whispering something in Henry's ear. He turns to look at the back of the church and smiles in Kate's direction. She smiles back sadly before slowly rising to her feet. With her head hung low, she leaves the church.
We are gathered here in the presence of God to witness the exchanging of vows that will bind this couple together in the covenant and relationship of marriage. When the ceremony has ended, they will leave this place as husband and wife for the very first time.
Absorbed in thought, Kate walks down the steps outside the church, flanked by beautiful displays of flowers. Suddenly, her mood changes from one of sadness to one of contentment. And then amidst a golden glow, she disappears into thin air. Look all around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, there's nothing but blue skies. Ashley and Henry leave the church as husband and wife, followed by Chloe and Dan and all their guests. I can see all. Back in the white room, Kate and the angel with no wings.
Hello, Kate.
Not you again? Come on.
Relax. I'm just here to congratulate you.
Really? I did the right thing?
You certainly did.
Now, just give me back the orb of true light that you collected from your loved ones, and you can move on.
I'm sorry, the orb of which what?
Oh, dear.
Are you screwing with me? Are you allowed to screw with me? Hey, no! You are not disappearing on another conversation. You better hope I don't end up in this room again. I'm gonna kick your ass. Get back here!
The end.
Reach in and grab what you're dreaming about now. Cut it up and slip it back.